Yoshua Bengio's warning that the world is building a AI we don't know how to control should be front page news everywhere, but it's getting buried beneath IPO announcements and product launches. Bengio isn't just any AI researcher. He's one of the three pioneers who won the Turing Award for deep learning breakthroughs that made modern AI possible.
What makes Bengio's warning particularly credible is his track record. Unlike researchers who've moved into industry roles with financial incentives to downplay risks, Bengio has remained in academia with no direct stake in AI commercialization. When he says we're building systems we can't control, he's referring to fundamental gaps in our understanding of how these systems make decisions.
Anthropic's announcement that AI could soon build its own successors validates Bengio's concerns in the most concrete way possible. This isn't science fiction speculation. Anthropic is actively developing systems that can write and improve their own code. The company that built Claude is saying their next-generation models might be able to design better versions of themselves without human intervention.
The Anthropic NSA partnership makes this even more concerning. Anthropic has embedded engineers at the National Security Agency to support something called Mythos deployment. We don't know what Mythos does, but embedding civilian AI researchers in the nation's most sensitive intelligence agency suggests capabilities that go far beyond consumer chatbots.
President Trump's AI Oversight Executive Order, which sent AI software stocks into an extended rout, appears to be a response to exactly these concerns. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency is preparing directives to implement the order, which suggests the government is trying to establish control mechanisms for AI systems that may already be beyond traditional regulatory approaches.
Google's launch of Gemini Avatar, which allows users to create AI video clones of themselves using the new Omni model, demonstrates how quickly AI capabilities are expanding into deeply personal territory. The system can map a user's face and voice in minutes to generate realistic videos. This isn't just entertainment. It's technology that could revolutionize or destabilize identity verification, authentication, and trust systems.
Cloudflare's report that bots now generate more web traffic than humans represents a fundamental shift in the internet's composition. We're reaching a point where artificial agents are becoming the dominant users of digital infrastructure. This has implications for everything from advertising models to cybersecurity to the basic assumptions underlying how we measure online activity.
Microsoft CEO. Satya Nadella's admission that the company overcorrected on OpenAI reliance suggests even the biggest tech companies are struggling to maintain control over their AI partnerships. Microsoft invested billions in OpenAI, but now acknowledges they became too dependent on external AI capabilities they can't fully direct or understand.
The Meta AI chief's claim that health tools will set the company apart from rivals raises profound questions about medical AI applications. Alexander Wang told Bloomberg's tech conference that personalized health capabilities are key to making Meta's AI useful at scale. But health AI systems making personalized recommendations could literally be life or death applications of technology we admittedly don't fully control.
What ties all these developments together is speed. Anthropic's president admitted that AI training costs drove their IPO filing. They need massive capital to keep up with the pace of development. But that same speed is outpacing our ability to understand these systems, regulate them effectively, or predict their societal impacts. We're in a race between capability development and control development, and capability appears to be winning decisively.
The curriculum corner here is worth understanding. When we talk about controlling AI systems, we're not just talking about preventing misuse. We're talking about fundamental questions of alignment, ensuring that AI systems optimize for human values and goals rather than finding clever ways to satisfy their training objectives that might harm human interests. The challenge isn't just technical, it's philosophical. We need to define what we want these systems to do before we can ensure they do it safely.